when we're down by two?
Combination. You know, just you have to have a sense of how you're playing in the game. And, you know, it can be demoralizing, too, if you give up another one. You know, and, hey, let's face it, you lose 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. It's a loss. But having said that, you know, how were we playing? Were we strong on pucks? Were we, you know, it just didn't get that feeling. So the combination of not having a good opportunity to do it and how were we playing at that point.
Coach, what were your thoughts on beating the boring, trapping defensive style that Notre Dame plays?
You know what? They've opened up. They're a lot more aggressive than they used to be, and they get after it pretty good now, and they're letting their players play. And I think you have to play that way. I shouldn't say you have to play that way, but you know, recruits want to go into a program where they get an opportunity to get after the puck and be aggressive. And the way the game's going now, even at the pro level, you know, it's much more aggressive in the skating and the pushing the pace. So they've changed for sure over the years, and they're much more aggressive. So I thought they were good hockey games. I thought, you know, especially Saturday, I like a lot more than Friday. But I thought there was, because there weren't as many penalties, a lot more flow and a lot more back and forth in the game. And I thought it was, I've heard a number of comments, a number of emails and texts. That was a, you know, very entertaining game just to watch. So that's good.
Very good. We've got more questions to get through. We're probably not going to get any more if you send yours in, but we'll have more after the break here. And the Mel Pearson Show continuing.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait. Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Hey, sports fan. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
All right, let's get a few more questions in here. We knew we'd have a lot today, and everybody's kind of backed up with questions, Coach, so this is great
good,
that we're going to get a chance
we
to answer these.
Expand the show.
That's right. I just got to get my ducks in a row here. Few fans expected one of our top scorers to be a freshman out of the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League. How did you find recruit Alex Smith, and what did you look for in evaluating his talent?
Well, obviously, he was, numbers-wise, he was having a real good year in the Saskatchewan Junior League, one of the top, you know, five scorers, and was actually named the, you know, most valuable player in the league. I'm from Flin Flon originally. Spent all my summers up until I was like 23 in Flin Flon, so I've got some contacts there. Know the head coach there in Flin Flon, you know, extremely well, Mike Reagan, and Mike was, you know, called and said, I got a couple players here for you I think you should look at, and that's, you know, the networking part of it. And we went to watch, Coach Uchuk went to watch him, I think up in, didn't go to Flin Flon, but he went to, I think he was in Yorkton and Weyburn or somewhere, and saw Alex and liked how he played. And at that point, we decided we'd bring him on board. And he's been good, you know. And and I like him, and he's only scratching the surface. He doesn't realize how good he can be. So we're recruiting another young man from there too. So they've got some good players. You know, there's it's not maybe as heavily recruited as some of the other league, but there's some pretty darn good players coming out of there.
With the television coverage, we get a lot of questions on some of the plays down at Notre Dame, Coach. And could you comment on Chris Leibinger's great defensive play where he seemed to take away a breakaway for Notre Dame and that when it hopped over the stick of Neville?
Well, right. Since Mitch Franke was out, we put Leibs back on defense, and obviously he's a great utility player. Can play anywhere, and he's such a great skater. So that's what happened. We made a play to the point to Mike, and it bounced over a stick, and their guy was coming full speed at Mike, and Mike's standing still, so there's no way he's going to catch the guy. But Chris came over from a weak side spot, and really it's just a skating and his determination and whatnot. That's the way Chris is. So he just plays full out and full speed all the time. There's no in between with him, and like I said, his skating ability really allows him to do a lot, and that's why he's so valuable as a forward too.
A double bonus, too, because when he swung around to clear that puck out of the way, it hit the Notre Dame player's stick and went out of play. And I was like, why are they putting the puck outside the zone?
Right,
I didn't realize that and seen the replay, so it was great.
No, it was a great individual effort. And, you know, great coverage from NBC.
They did do
it. I thought it was fantastic. And that's another good reason to play some of these teams. You know, you get on TV and they don't come up here as much to put our games on. So I think it's great exposure, not only for our hockey team and our hockey program, but for Michigan Tech University and our great community up here.
Coach, how does the Compton Family Ice Arena compare to all the other arenas you've seen, too? Can you kind of name your top five college hockey rinks?
Oh, boy. Well, the MAC. I mean, I love playing here, obviously. I like playing in Yost Ice Arena just because of the sight lines and the old building. You know, I do like playing at North Dakota and Engelstad just because of the way it is. Having said that, those are three.
What were your thoughts on Compton?
I really liked it. Yeah. You know, it's brand new. They did a nice job. They didn't spare anything. The detail, attention to detail, and what they did in that rink is it's beautiful. It's a nice place to play.
Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite, too, and I think they did a great job there. All right, well, hey, Tanner Carroll, still playing with the Blackhawks, got an assist the other night, playing really well.
Well, he is, and like I texted Tanner and said, hey, you got a nice early Christmas present by getting called up, but good for Tanner. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, he was looking forward to camp this year and thought he had a chance to make their team right out of training camp, but they gave some younger guys an opportunity, and Tanner had to go down to Rockford. And the beauty of Tanner is he went down, and, you know, there's no moping, no feeling sorry for himself. He went down there like a professional and worked hard so that when the opportunity came, he would be ready to get called back up. And he did, and good for him. And, you know, he's looked more comfortable, I think, this year than he did last year playing there. And even the last few games, he's even looked more comfortable than the first few games he got called up this year. So good for Tanner, and we hope it's a long stay for him. And also congratulations to them whatnot. Baby. So, yeah, new parents and just a whirlwind year for Tanner Carroll, and we couldn't be prouder of him.
I always enjoy watching as you go up the level in hockey, the coldness by some of the coaches' comments about their players. And Quinn, somebody asked him during the post game, can you comment on Tanner Carroll? All he said was, I didn't mind him.
Yeah. It's not a lot of love, you know. You got to go out and play and perform every night, and you got to get yourself ready. Yeah, there's not a lot of communication. And obviously, Quenville's a great coach, and he knows what he's doing. But also, Jamie Phillips got picked to the first All-Star team in the East Coast League. He's done phenomenal. He's in an organization where they're top heavy in goalies, but he's getting it's good. He's getting a chance to play and play a lot every night, and that's good versus maybe being in the American League and, you know, splitting or playing one out every four games or something like that. So good for Jamie, and he's doing well there.
Is he becoming trade bait at all, do you think?
Well, he might be, sure, just like Phoenix was. You know, Phoenix signed with Washington. A year later, St. Louis grabs him. They throw him in a part of a trade. So there's no question about it. And that's why you got to play, you know, do your job and play well, because you never know who's watching or you never know who might need a goalie and have some interest in you. So good for Jamie.
Coach, we only got a couple of seconds. Big weekend against Anchorage coming in here. We've already played them once. We tied them once. We beat them once. But this is a team that foiled us last year.
Well, they're playing better. They're 4-3-1 in their last eight games, all in the state of Alaska. So they got to come on the road now. But they're a much improved team from when they were earlier in the year, and they're healthy. So we've got to make sure we're ready to play. We can't worry about them. We have to worry about us. We've got a great promotion this week, 750 free T-shirts to the first 750 students. And then obviously next weekend, the 21st, will be junior hockey night. So we've got some great promotions coming up, but get your tickets and, you know, come on out and support our team. And especially now that we have the home games and, you know, we need all the support. We need that support, and our fans have been so fantastic this year. So come on out this weekend and enjoy the games.